continuing with the chapter of jihad. Today we learn that the amount of yaqeen that Sahaba had on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the amount of desire that they had for akhirat, amount of desire that they had for jannat, is something that we should make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even gives us a portion of that love that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a portion of that desire that they had for akhirat, the desire that they had for jannat. It is as though that this world meant nothing to them after hearing the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An Anas radiyallahu anhu qal, intalaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ashabuhu hatta sabiqu al-mushrikeen ila badrin. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu says that the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba had proceeded to Badr. We know the battle of Badr that had taken place. This had taken place in the second year after Hijrah, one of the early battles of Islam, one of the earliest battles of Islam, still the early days of Islam. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu is saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba had proceeded before the politists, before the mushrikeen to Badr. وَجَاءَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَا يَقْدَمَنَّ أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمْ إِلَى شَيْءٍ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَنَا دُونَهُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba that none of you should do anything until I approve of it. So don't do anything. Don't take any action. Don't proceed against the enemy until I approve of it. In other words, the command must come from me. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling Sahaba. فَدَنَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ, the enemy, the mushrikeen, the politist, they began coming close. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُومُوا إِلَى جَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. Imagine, still early days of Islam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is announcing, the mushrikeen are coming close. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that stand up towards a jannat whose width is as vast as the distance between the heaven and the earth. Stand up towards a jannat, proceed towards a jannat whose width is as vast as the distance between the heavens and the earth. Qala yaqulu Umair ibn al-Humam al-Ansari, a Sahabi by the name of Umair ibn al-Humam al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu, qala ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this Sahabi said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jannatun arduha as-samawat wal-ard. Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a jannat whose vastness is as vast as the distance between the heavens and the earth. Qala na'am. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahabi, yes. His name was Umair ibn al-Humam al-Ansari. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, yes, that's how vast this jannat is. Qala bakhin bakhin. He said these words, bakhin bakhin. In Arabic, this bakhin bakhin or bakh bakh, it means how excellent, how beautiful. Like somebody gives you good news and you say, how excellent. So he's telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how excellent. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا يَحْمِلُكَ عَلَىٰ قَوْلِكَ بَخِنْ بَخِنْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him that why are you saying this? How excellent. Why are you saying this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to test Sahaba, wanted to see what was going through their minds that they are saying this. So that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, قَالَ لَا وَاللَّهِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِلَّا رَجَاءً أَكُونَ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا. He says, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the only reason why I am saying this is I am hoping that I can be from amongst the people of Jannat. I can be from amongst those people that get this Jannat. Because of that hope that I have, I am saying how excellent. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّكَ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا. You are from amongst the people of Jannat. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu is telling him right there, you are from amongst the people of Jannat. فَأَخْرَجَ تَمَرَاتٍ مِّنْ قَرْنِهِ. So his person, Hazrat Umair ibn al-Humam al-Ansari, he had taken out some dates from his pouch, the pouch that he was carrying, the bag that he was carrying. He had taken out some dates to eat. Imagine now, they're out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never have meals, you know, like how we have. The little that they would suffice on that khajur, etc., those dates. So he had taken out some dates now to eat. فَجَعَلَ يَأْكُلُ مِنْهُنَّا. And he just began eating from the dates. ثم قال لئن أنا حييت حتى آكل تمراتي هذه إنها لحياة طويلة. Then he said to himself that if I live to eat these dates, then I have lived for too long. If I live to eat these dates, then I have had a life that is too long. I have lived for too long. فَرَمَا بِمَا كَانَ مَعَهُ مِنَ التَّمْرِ. He had cast aside what he had from those dates. Whatever dates he had there, he cast it aside. Somebody else could have eaten from it. The insects could have eaten it from it. It doesn't matter who could have taken it now and eaten from it. But for him, if I had to finish eating these dates, my life will be too long. I would have lived for too long. This is what he was saying. ثُمَّ قَاتَلَهُمْ حَتَّى قُتِلَ. He went and he fought until he became a shaheed. Immediately he went and fought and he became a shaheed. From here we learn something very important, a very important lesson we learn, is that the yaqeen that they had on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just said, قُومُوا إِلَى جَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ, that stand up to a jannat whose vastness is as vast as the distance between the heavens and the earth. Enough, this was enough for him to have yaqeen that these are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, you're from the people of jannat. So much of yaqeen he had that he didn't want to even extend his life even further than eating of the dates. I must go immediately and proceed. The next thing we learn is the amount of love that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much of love that whatever the words came, they didn't question how you know, what's the proof, what is this, what is that. Immediately they heard this and they practiced upon it. This is something that we should bring in our life. That we hear hadith, we're hearing so many different hadith, we hear different ayat of the Quran. Ask ourselves, how much of it do we have that yaqeen that these are definitely the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no doubt in it. Why should we entertain any doubt? We should also have that level of yaqeen in the words. When a person has this level of yaqeen, then to throw himself into action, to bring himself to do action, becomes very easy once this conviction is there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us also a portion of the love that Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us a portion of that conviction that they had in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah Pak also give us the tawfiq of not wasting time. He didn't want to waste the time on something that was necessary. How can we waste time on things that are unnecessary? Things like football, things like sports, things like entertainment. Where is time to waste when this Sahabi didn't have time to eat and something that was necessary, a few dates, so that he could get energy? He didn't even want to do that. Where can we waste time on things that are unnecessary? May Allah Pak give us tawfiq. As we know, today is a Friday. We should try and come early for the Jummah Salah. Try and read plenty salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and read Surah Kahf and try and take advantage of the time between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah for dua. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.